Hey everybody, welcome back to Real Doll Cast. We're talking about the maintenance and cleaning of real dolls.
Now you see, I just throw mine in the dishwasher.
They are dishwasher safe, that's important. But if they start adding electronics to them, that's going to be a real issue.
Like, what you got to do is got to get a speculum, and you got to shove it in their vaginas and buttholes, depending on what you used, and just crank that shit open, and then you just lock it in place, then you take out the top drawer of your dishwasher, and you set it aside. And then you take this person-sized thing and just chuck that shit in there. Make sure you got the temperature right or you will melt the silicone.
That's an important thing to do.
I'm sorry, silicone.
What I do is I open it up, pour in some hot soapy water, and then like take a bar spoon and just rattle it all around in there and then dump it.
I was 100% ready for you to say I just fist it. just get in there and just... There's some good ASMR for you. Welcome back to Dead Air.
Yeah, that looked really funny on the sound waves. Not back-to-back recording, but back-to-back compared to our normal recording schedule.
Holy shit, it's been literally 2 days.
Yeah, I know.
We have never done this.
Should we save emails for later, or should we go ahead and get it out of the way now?
Do you have anything you want to talk about real quick?
I went to IKEA for the first time today.
Nice.
It was pretty cool. I found a bed that I want to get eventually to replace a mattress, I should say, because my mattress is getting pretty like lumpy.
Have you tried flipping it?
Yeah, no. I mean, I do stuff to it, but like, it's just like it's an old mattress. I think you're supposed to replace them like every 10 years.
Yeah, something like that.
I'm pretty sure that one's like 12 years old. I only got it like 5 years ago, but it was my parents' before mine. So
I get you. Mattresses. We spend about a third of our lives lying on a mattress. And it's real important that third of our lives is very comfortable so we can get good rest, we can continue to do things like make podcasts and go to IKEA. I'd like to talk to you about Casper Mattress.
Oh, I wish we were sponsored by Casper Mattress.
I don't know what I'd do with a Casper Mattress because I don't actually own a bed.
Let's sleep on the floor, like one of our friends.
I mean, like, I'd put the futon mattress on the floor. I don't know if Casper Mattress makes a futon mattress. We should ask.
Let's find out. Let's do some live research for our hopeful future sponsor, Casper Mattress. And you know where I learned to Google? It was on Skillshare. And after I learned all my skills from Skillshare, I'd like to talk to you for a minute about Squarespace. And when I'm working on my website on Squarespace, I really love listening to books from audible.com.
And you know, sometimes when I'm building my Squarespace website and listening to my audiobook from audible.com, I get a little hungry.
That's when I order Blue Apron. Let me tell you about Blue Apron.
But wait, Blue Apron takes a while to get there. That's why you need Nature Box.
Nature Box is perfect for when you need a snack in between.
Oh no.
Blue Apron meals.
Just fucking spilled a bunch of snacks and Blue Apron all over your fucking
Casper
fat
mattress.
Naked ass. If only you had some MeUndies to cover your body.
I've heard about those.
Don't know. Ethan and Neela from H3H3, congratulations on Teddy. Hope you have a wonderful life.
Mm-hmm.
I don't know. They just bring that shit onto their show and they're just like showing them off because they do a live cam as well as an audio thing. Oh, but they just like stretch that shit out and just like, oh, check it out. And they hand it to their guests. And the guests are like, wow, these are really soft underwear, man. I don't know why you have them or why you handed them to me, but they're really soft and comfortable.
I've been here, well, because, like, I read this thing where it was, like, what's something that you... It was, like, an Ask Reddit
thing.
Hold on.
You got a girlfriend?
Yes.
When you got that date night coming up, and you're looking down in your MeUndies, and you're like, oh, fuck, I gotta tidy up. So you go to Dollar Shave Club.
It's true. Is there another one that's always sponsoring videos?
Oh, fuck.
I think we hit all the major sponsors.
Yeah, we hit all the major sponsors. Well, anyway...
Let me
Dead Air is part of the Max Fun Network. Community sponsor. We're not actually part of the Max Fun
Network. Thanks to the Earwolf Network, which we are also not a part of.
Nope. Check out our Patreon. We don't have one.
This segment of Dead Air is brought to you by D&D Beyond. Critical Role is sponsored by D&D Beyond.
Speaking of, that was one of my topics.
Critical Role?
No,
D&D. Or D&D. Oh, yeah, we were going to talk about that anyway.
Yeah, I wanted to make a character.
I guess before we do that, let's do the mail, because there's actually a couple emails in here that we read once on an episode that we never finished editing, so I figured we could go over them again.
All right, hit me with that earliest email.
Mail time. Earliest emails
that haven't made it to the
we read them, and then the episode got lost somewhere along the way, either because we were fucking lazy and didn't edit it, or it just got corrupted. Who knows? It happens.
I might have died. It's happened. It was probably twice. Christmas time when we recorded.
Yeah, I don't remember. But this email's from like October. All three of the original emails are from Robert.
Hi, Dad.
Oh, I didn't think you were gonna mention it. All right. Anyway, yeah, Dose's dad wrote him, which is, he said, "Or Fett, great show. Get some sleep. We have since then."
Thank you. I did sleep.
After that, he asked if we have merchandise. We have exactly one T-shirt that just belongs to me that I got from my sister-in-law.
This asshole won't like.
Hey, I'm gonna make more. It's just my sister-in-law. She owns a business now.
Oh shit.
Lone Star Gentleman and New Braunfels for anybody.
Not a sponsor.
Technically a sponsor because she made us the shirt.
Oh shit! We have our first sponsor.
We have our first sponsor. It's my sister-in-law's business. All right. So that's the question on T-shirts. We'll try to make more, but once we get more popular, once we have people who actually buy them, besides like five people who buy them at this point.
Yeah, and one of them is probably my dad.
I mean, he's the one who asked.
Yeah, no, it's my dad.
His most
it's
recent.
Like me, Nick, my dad, and like some of Nick's coworkers.
Yeah,
maybe my mom.
I'm pretty sure Casey would buy one. I know Jonathan would. I need to message him. I don't know if he's listened to our most recent one. His and your dad's last email was, "Hi, Dose and Nick, or is it Fox? Your preference." I was re-listening to the Big Ten episode, and it might be fun to listen to your RPG characters sit and converse with each other, maybe just a segment with the two characters catching up with each other or regaling each other and the listeners with stories of their recent adventures. Just a thought from Robert. P.S. I stand by my previous advice. Get more sleep. Do you have a PPS? Do you have a YouTube channel? Yeah,
we do. We uploaded one thing about trying to teach Nick about Stellaris, but Stellaris is a game that takes 30 hours to learn.
It has like a 40-hour learning curve, which is like,
and then you don't
the
really 20
hours after most modern games end. So that's all the previous emails we've gotten. Then we got some Anchor and Humble Bundle stuff.
Actually, speaking of Stellaris, there was a big update that changed the population system. I didn't like it, now I do. But there's also a couple other wacky things that I've done in it. I'd like to share one with you.
What is it?
I created a new species, a gestalt consciousness, a hive mind, if you will. A single mind spread across hundreds and thousands of drones. It is an octopus kind of race.
Nice. Which could totally happen if octopi were more social.
The species name is called an actor, and the government's name is the Hentai Actors Union.
Oh, God. Oh, I get it. That's good. I appreciate that a lot.
Thank you. The adjective for the species is sexy, by the way.
That's very nice. Oh, I saw this thing, speaking of D&D, that was like, fuck astrological signs, we got D&D classes now. You were a wizard, which I believe you said that you'd probably be in real life, so...
Fuck yeah, dude. If someone came up to me and was like, "Hey, do you want to learn how to just fucking shoot fireballs out of your hands at the drop of a hat? You have to study for like 3 years to do it." I would do it so right.
I've always thought I'd be a rogue or a bard, and mine was rogue, so I was like, nice.
Yeah, no, you'd be a very like diplomatic, smooth talky boy.
Most people like me, not to brag, but that's what people always tell me. They're like, "Oh, you're really likable." So,
yeah, no.
This is the internet. Guarantee you, somebody
not,
already hates
like,
me.
Not music-y bard, but like you could probably pull off.
That
a
was
very
one idea I had for Perry. My two ideas for Perry Long
Dude,
Con.
Who's Perry?
I was about to say that my D&D character, who's a bard, Peregrine Ashford, Perry for short. The two ideas for him in the long run were, one, he's the guy who invents hip hop. In
yes.
this universe, and I was gonna enchant a drum to make beats for me and write lyrics for when I cast spells. My other thing that I had, I could probably do both of them, honestly. I could make him the Donald Glover of the world. Was he was a stand-up comic, but like he's a classically trained musician, but every now and then he's like, "Hey, what about teleport circle food?" So those are my two ideas. I'm still probably going to go with the guy who invents hip-hop, because I thought that'd be really funny. Just, like, classically trained royal musician who fucking is just like, what if I talk rhythmically over beats? And then my other thing for Perry, because I like playing characters who aren't the norm. He's a bard who was dedicated to one person. Because it's like, I could totally have sex with anyone, but I don't. I got one that I'm sticking with.
He's a monogamous bard. That's a rarity.
But he was separated at the time of the campaign. That was my backstory, as I went on like a little, I went with a different adventuring party.
See, I, so...
Let's read our last email before we get into more D&D talk.
I'm, trying to pimp the podcast out as we speak.
You're trying to pimp which podcast? Our podcast? We got our first sponsor, everybody. This episode of Dead Air is brought to you by Dead Air. Oh my god, we need to get in touch with Dead Air, the guy who hosts the horror podcast.
Yes.
And we need to be sponsors for each other. That would be fucking awesome. Is that what you were thinking right now?
No, I was trying to figure out where we were on the podcast search for Dead Air.
Oh, okay. Are we still...
We weren't in the top 15. I stopped there. But for Anchor FM Dead Air podcast, we're number one.
That makes sense. The Dead Air cereal box really came up and fucked everything up. It used to be, Wes, that guy, Dead Air, and then two other things, and then, a walkthrough for the Dead Air campaign and Left 4 Dead, and then us.
I'm fine being behind that campaign. All right, since you talked about your D&D character, I think it's only fair that you help me with one of mine.
Yes. Do you want me to read this last email or no? Or yeah. Wait.
Is it from Alex?
Yes, but oh, I was going to read the name he sent it in under.
No. Hit the light. All right, now on the desk below you, there should be a D6. Pass that shit.
Hey, you know what I really liked about...
This part isn't Dead Air canon.
This part is. What I like about the game Perfect Dark on the Nintendo 64 is that whenever you use the computer, they all had the same typing sound, which was... Okay, character sheet brought up. Email ready to be read.
Alright, so I got a character name. I'm going to throw it at you. And a small backstory. And I need your help writing it all. Brumpo Tungus. This name has been fucking killing me for 3 weeks.
What did you think of the name and then immediately...
No, because it came as a picture of a little... This, 10-year-old kid. His name is Brumpo Tungus. Heaven is for real!
Oh, yeah.
Fucking Brumpo Tungus. Not his real name, though. His name is Colton Burpo.
Yeah, that kid is amazing. His Twitter feed is fucking hilarious. He posts shit that's crazy. He was like, in heaven, everyone has a gun and no one gets hurt. And then, one of them was like, in heaven, every bed is a race car bed.
Oh, yeah, that was for the movie coming out in 2014. There's actually some controversy around that one, you know?
The Heaven is for Real?
Yeah, they wrote the book in 2010, movie came out in 2014, and a lot of people, because what it was, he was 3, and he had appendicitis, and he went into surgery, and he came out of surgery fine. But the book is written as if he had a near-death experience.
Yeah, 90 Minutes in Hell.
Heaven.
No, there was 90 Minutes in Hell, too. Where
was a small child go to hell?
No, there was 90 Minutes in Heaven where I think that was a kid that went to heaven. But I remember right next to it at the HEB I saw that book at, there was 90 Minutes in Hell where this drug addict dude OD'd and then went to fucking hell. The whole book's just thorn and cock split open and locust flew out.
And then 5 pages later, and then a thorn and cock split open. And I bet his editor was like, you said that a lot. Yeah,
it happened a lot. Shout out to the whitest kids you know.
Surprisingly, not us.
Yeah. No, yeah. I mean, that's true. Casper Mattress, by the way,
Are we just going to fucking shout people out this episode? Because I got someone.
Sure.
Monster Door, I think it is. They have this fucking beautiful skit based on the Civilization series of video games. It's called Boat Mormons. I think it's actually called, Theological Combat. But there's a boat Mormons having a fight with the religion denouncing Venice, one of the playable nations. And then a third religion is born pretty soon afterwards called YOLOism. Burpo, let's get back to D&D. Brumpo Tungus. I can't decide if I want him to be a barbarian for the rage feature or if I want him to be a fighter. But his character is that he's searching for something to change his name in the annals of history itself, so he's not named Brumpo Tungus anymore. I'm thinking barbarian because of the rage feature, because he thinks about how his parents named him Brumpo, and he gets really angry.
That's all he's gonna do to enter a rage.
My name is Brumpo.
Hey, speaking of D&D funny characters, before we continue with Brumpo, have you ever seen the Boblin the Goblin comic?
No.
It's this guy, I think his name's Bun Boy on Instagram. He does webcomics. And he does webcomics about being a DM and what the characters, what the PCs do. And he said you enter a bar, and at the besides the barman, the other person in the bar is a hooded, cloaked figure, like just obviously a very important NPC that they should go talk to for the next quest. And it's like, is anybody else in the bar? Yeah, there's a goblin. And it's like, what, a goblin? What's his name? Boblin. Boblin the Goblin? It's like after an hour of inquiry, and it's just them shouting questions at him, and Boblin's like, please stop. And it's like, the comic ends, and then like he always does a little like bonus panel at the end, and the bonus panel was like several months later, and he's behind the DM screen like, Boblin is no more, and all the players are like, God, why?
Yeah, no, I try and make those characters, but it doesn't work out because they're not organic.
Yeah, they need to just come out of nowhere. I saw another one where a guy was like, there's a big-ass buff wizard, or big-ass buff barbarian with a scar on his face, and it's like, who else is here? And it's like, a goblin named Trumbo. And it's like, I want to go talk to Trumbo.
Trumbo sounds cool.
I'm just trying to find a character sheet that's fillable. While I go find it, let's read Alex's email.
Yes.
We're always going all over the place with the topics, but it's fine. If you expected, like...
If you expect coherence out of us, you're... Oh, look.
You are severely overestimating us.
Speaking of D&D, while you pull shit up, somebody created a new fighter archetype. 3 halflings in a trench coat. Would you like me to read about this one?
Yes.
Disgruntled about the constant short jokes and jabs, 3 brave halflings decide to turn the tables on the tall folk. Armed with a trench coat and balance, these halflings are ready to change their destiny. True devotion. Path of the 3 halflings in a trench coat is known only to a select few, and lesser still have the courage and will to follow it. You must choose this path from the first level instead of the third. The price of power. Your dexterity is focused on keeping balance. All dexterity checks or saves have disadvantage. You cannot add a proficiency bonus to any dexterity skills. Finesse weapons cannot use dex properties. Your movement speed is decreased by 5. Bond of Brothers. An unspellable effect of warding bond runs between the halflings. Damage is shared equally and max HP is 1/3 of normal HP. Gives a +1 to AC. Power of 6 arms. If within melee range, you can make 3 attacks in each action. This ability stacks with extra attack and action surge. Multi-form technique. Starting at the 7th level, you can use a free action to split up into 3 halflings and surround an attacker to make an attack. This feature can only be used twice per short rest. If there are no hostile witnesses, you must resume your base form at the end of your turn. For one turn, all attacks made against the enemy have advantage, and you do not suffer the price of power. Snitches get stitches. Starting at the 10th level, any witnesses to the multi-form technique become terrified of the consequences of snitching. You can use this feature anywhere. Your secret is safe. Uncanny Valley. At the 15th level, you have mastered the art of balancing 3 people in a trench coat. Your movements look almost real, but not quite, creating a feeling of unease. You gain advantage on all intimidation checks to anyone who hasn't seen through your disguise. And then, finally, the one they call Steve. At the 18th level, you call upon your buddy, Steve, to aid your journey. You are now 4 halflings in a trench coat.
There's no level 20 level up?
No, that's just the class feature. You have the standard standard fighter features. And actually, there is a... Because the creator of this, Sir_Platinum on Reddit, talks about this a little bit. Because it gets a little broken, because as you continue up in fighter levels, you gain bonus attacks. But all 3 halflings gain those attacks. Oh, you can't be... the DM notes is no multiclassing.
Makes sense. I mean, like, you'd have to teach 2 other dudes what class you're multiclassing into.
Because at that point, you can multiclass each individual halfling. And now you're keeping track of 3 characters instead of 1, and that's just kind of ridiculous. A level 20 trench coat fighter with haste and action surge gets 3x3x4 attacks. And then you could dual wield for double that.
Couldn't you, like... Well, no, I guess the other guys would have to keep their hands on the guy above them.
No. Each one gets an attack.
Oh, so they can. All right, cool.
No, they've specifically mastered the art of fighting while being 3 dudes stacked in a trench coat. Like, they're just that good. You think Brumpo is just the fake name for 3 halflings in a trench coat?
I feel like that's the name of the kung fu they develop if they were fighter class.
Yeah, I'm into it. Oh, man.
I like how you said that Brumpo Tungus has, like, haunted you since you saw it.
Yeah, I remember saying it out loud at one point. It's like, Brumpo Tungus, and then fucking dying laughing for 20 minutes on a Discord call. And then I managed to read it out, and I got 4 other people to die laughing for 20 minutes, while I all continued to die laughing for another 20.
Fucking Brumbo. All right, hit me with Alex's email.
All right, finally, here we go. This is Alex, the editor. Upon hearing the discussion regarding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the last episode, who remember, if you remember, I said I didn't know much about.
Oh, is that the Judge Wright?
No, you're thinking of Aztequito.
Yes.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is the one I talked about that, like, Politico published an article about Bernie Sanders, like, can he really be the voice of the poor when he's rich? And she was like, you put a Jew next to a money tree? Anti-Semitic! And, like, I feel like I know where Alex's email's going about me being like, she's all right. But, no, yeah, I think she is pretty fucking crazy. Like, I saw a video of her on CNN. She has crazy eyes. Like, she looks like she's gonna stab you.
She was accusing the thing about being anti-Semitic.
Probably. Well, like, okay.
I'm trying to, like, put this together because day to day, like each day is a new day to me. Entirely new. The previous days did not happen. So she fucking accused CNN of the Jew next to him.
She accused Politico of that.
Okay. What's her name? Let me Google her. So,
literally just search AOC and she'll be, like, the first thing that pops up.
AOC challenge.
What's the challenge?
Beat Age of Conquerors.
Age of Conquerors. Oh, I'm glad that also came up. I guess she's not the first thing. That's nice.
No, it didn't. That's just what came up in my brain.
Oh, okay.
Looks like she has fish mouth.
She looks angry.
That's just her face. There's a lot of pictures of her, like, mid
talk. Yeah. All right, let me finish this. Upon hearing the discussion regarding Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez in the last episode, I nearly entered a rage, not unlike that experienced by a bull elephant in the midst of a musk-fueled rampage. After recovering, I decided to find a good article covering why that woman is nearly as batshit as Alex Jones. I'm sending an article that goes into her recently proposed Green New Deal, which wasn't backed by anyone in the Senate. Both Democrats and Republicans shot it down, mainly due to her insane plan that claims will reduce greenhouse gas emissions in the U.S. to zero within 10 years. You'll find the article and the entire deal below if you wish to read through it, but here are a few choice highlights in the form of one article. She also estimates it sounds like someone needs an editor. Whoa.
Yeah.
I'm kidding.
I will edit your emails to send into the show.
Dose will edit your emails if you continue editing her podcast. He said also she estimates it will cost $10 trillion to give the deal a shot.
That's a lot of money.
To give the deal a shot. I want to make sure I didn't get that wrong. Seriously, just look up. This woman's talking. You'll see she's nutty as fuck. See, that tells you how out of the loop me and Dose are, that, like, she's that crazy and we haven't paid attention. I was covering my ass saying that I'm sure she's a nice lady, because I don't want to just be like, hey, she's a fucking cunt throwing her the bus. Like, she could just be fucking stupid and actually be nice, but she does seem...
She could be Sarah Palin.
She does seem certifiably crazy.
Oh, did I go there?
What'd you say?
She could be Sarah Palin.
Yeah, she could. What was Sarah Palin's book called that she kept calling herself? It wasn't Fearless, it was something else. Hold on.
I don't know, but she kept going on about, I have international, what was it, international whatevers? She has experience with international affairs because she can see Russia from her house because she lives in Alaska.
I'm putting it into that. She didn't actually say that. That was a Tina Fey joke. People have said that Sarah Palin actually said that, but that was in an SNL sketch. All Sarah Palin actually said that people took out of context was...
Yeah, I like burning juice.
Well, no, don't get me wrong.
Don't get me wrong.
She said tons of stupid things. That one's not one of them, though.
Oh, fuck.
What she said was, she was talking about... She might have been joking.
Back of her high school.
She might have been joking when she said, like, I have foreign experience. I could see Russia from my house. Or she might have actually just been saying that the fact that you could see Russia from her house, which is true. I saw the photo. She has, like a big hill in her backyard that if you go up on, you can see, like, the edge of Russia. So, like, as far as I know, when she said that, she was just kidding. Or she was just stating a fact. Like, the widespread rumor that she's said that's her foreign policy is wrong.
Foreign policy. Bake cookies for the neighbors.
That sounds right to me. I don't know about anybody else on the internet, but everything that's not my house is foreign lands.
You're saying you seceded from the United States.
I did. And it was a bloody revolution, but I earned it. Oh, we'll get to those Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez articles in a second, but I want to figure out what that fucking Sarah Palin book is. Oh god, she's written like 10 of them. Going Rogue. That's what it is.
Going Rogue.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is Going Rogue.
All right.
All right, let's see. Do you want to read the highlights article or the full article?
Send me the highlights article.
Send you the highlights article?
I'm not sure how you're going to send it to me.
Because I'm on your computer? Well,
yeah.
I think on Discord there's a way to...
Are you going to log me out of Discord?
Well, no, I could send it to yourself, I suppose. I could send it to your email from our email, then you would get it on your phone.
Yeah, do that. Do that. Let me turn up my notifications so that we can hear this happen in real time.
This is live.
This is live idiocy.
Emailing. Compose.
Oh, it's only 83 degrees.
That's actually cool-ish. Well, while we wait, I'm going to read the full... Oh, wait, you said send you the full, right? You want me to read
that? Dead air, my nuts.
Did I send you... Do you want the highlights or the full one?
Don't care.
I sent you the full one.
Oh, let's just read the highlights. We can read the other one later.
We'll read the full one on the next episode. I'll read the highlights then. So that we just did that email exchange for no real reason. Hey, wait a minute. Oh, okay. How long is it?
Oh, shit.
Did you read ahead?
No, I just read the first paragraph. Let me just go ahead and read this.
Just the first paragraph? Then I'll go over the highlights. Oh, this is going to be good. I can already tell. If you're making fucking, like, post-sex noises, like, it's gotta
be. Read the, first and third paragraph.
By the way, pick up Sarah Palin's latest book, Sweet Freedom, at your local store.
It's a cookbook.
She wrote a Christmas book.
Oh. Well, good for her.
She also wrote a book about circumcision called Uncut.
Let's read that one on air.
It's not it just says Uncut.
All right, so... from the New York Post, the Green New Deal failed to pass a procedural vote in the Senate Tuesday, with Democrats slamming the GOP motion as a, quote, sham, and with two exceptions voting present in protest. The final vote was 57 against, and no one for the plan, with 43 Democrats voting present. 43 people were like, yeah, I'm just here for the fucking cookies, mate. Just get a little bit of that. Ooh, you want me to vote on this?
Speaking of politics, before we go over the highlights, I want to read my favorite case of a real-life Virgin Chad meme that I found.
Hold on, let's get this out of the way. Let's hold on to that.
All right, I'll read that in a second. It is politics-related, though. Okay, we'll read the highlights first.
Let's get through...
Let's have some coherency for 5 minutes.
I'll set a timer.
Then we can just go back to the lunacy.
Essentials clock.
All right. The 10 most insane...
Clock, that's the wrong button.
This is an article by David...
All right, we got the timer going.
David Harasani from the Federalist.com. 10 most insane requirements of the Green New Deal. The Green New Deal isn't just un-American, it's also completely bonkers. Note, Ocasio-Cortez's office has taken down their page describing the Green New Deal. It is saved here. A number of Democratic Party presidential hopefuls, including Cory Booker, Kamala Harris, Elizabeth Warren, Kristen Gildebrand, Julian Castro, who I forgot was even running, Beto O'Rourke, for starters.
Beto.
They didn't talk about the only one I like. Have already endorsed and expressed... They've already written her out. They've already endorsed and expressed support for the Green New Deal. Today, Representative Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez and Senator Edward J. Markey... Either Markey or Markey, I'm not sure, dropped details about her plan. It's not hyperbole to contend that GND is, Green New Deal, is likely the most ridiculous and un-American plan that has ever been presented. Gunned. Huh?
Gunned.
Get gunned up.
Get gunned up for the Green New Deal. Fuck, we still got, shit.
What?
Fuck, dude, we fucked it up. We still have 3 minutes and 45 seconds of seriousness. Keep going.
All right. The GND, likely the most ridiculous and un-American plan that has ever been presented by the elected official to voters, not merely because it would necessitate a communist strongman to institute, but also because the societal costs are unfathomable. The risible... Wait, that's a new word I've never read before. RISIBLE. Risible?
Something like that.
Yeah. Risible historic analogies. Marquis and... Ocasio-Cortez rely on the building of the interstate highway system or moon landing are nothing but trifling projects compared to a plan that overhauls modernity. I think it's modernity. By voluntarily destroying... I need to up my vocabulary. This guy's got me beat. By destroying massive amounts of wealth and technology. That is the Gund.
They just gonna fucking bash it with a hammer?
While some of the specifics need to be ironed out, the plan's authors assure us that this massive transformation of our society needs some clear goals and a timeline. The timeline is 10 years. Here are some of the goals. Ban affordable energy. Gund calls for the elimination of all fossil fuel energy production, the lifeblood of American industry and life, which includes not only all oil, but also natural gas, one of the cheapest sources of American energy and one of the reasons the United States has been able to lead the world in carbon emissions reduction. Eliminate nuclear energy. Well, that's a terrible plan.
In its current state of fusion and using uranium, yes. I've heard good things about thorium.
They've gotten a lot better about if meltdowns happen, they have much better ways to handle them we're fucked.
Fun fact, most of it's just by not using uranium.
Yeah. Like, not everything's Chernobyl, people who don't like nuclear energy.
Yeah, no, like, thorium reactors are super safe. They use a salt plug as their, like, failsafe. So the shit starts going crazy. They open a little hatch that exposes the thorium to the sodium plug, and it melts the sodium plug and just pours right out of the reactor and spreads out real good so it can't react to itself.
Nice.
And then all of a sudden you just don't have a fucking reaction and you can just sweep the shit up.
So for people who are against nuclear energy, it's getting better.
No, it really is. What we need to do is new reactors to replace our old shitty reactors.
Yeah, it's not the 80s anymore, and we're also not in Soviet Russia, so it's not the 50s in technology when it comes to the power plant.
Yeah, no, we're not going to be 3.6 rubles.
I've always been down for nuclear energy. All right, eliminate nuclear energy. The Gund also calls for eliminating all nuclear power, one of the only productive and somewhat affordable clean energy sources available to us in 11 years. This move would purge around 20% of American energy generation, so you could rely on intermittent wind for your energy needs. Eliminate 99% of cars. To be fair, under the Gund, everyone will need to retrofit their cars with Flintstone-style footholds and pedals for cycling. The authors state that the Gund would like to replace every combustion engine vehicle. Oh god, every one of them? Trucks, airplanes, boats, and 99% of cars.
Oh fuck yes, we can be stupid again.
Alright, anyway, so you push your titties together and that's it.
Just rub them shits on the big shaft in the middle of it, and eventually your car will... Blah, blah,
blah, blah. This is very appropriate that we're immediately talking about this after the timer went off. Did you ever see the follow-up to Baby Got Back after I Like Big Butts and I Cannot Lie?
What was it?
It was Put 'Em on the Glass, which is about... Titties. Well, he made a song about he likes fat ass. He needs to make a song about how he likes big titties.
It did not do as well, did it?
It did not. But the video was a bunch of women in swimsuits throwing their titties on the glass of his Lambo, so... It worked out great for Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Not so great for his music career.
He worked as a producer. He's doing fine.
Yeah, no.
People still cut chicks come up to him and are like, "What do you think?" And turn around and he's like, "Damn,
baby girl, you got them big thickums." You know what I mean? That's a quote from Sir Mix-a-Lot.
Yeah,
and I showed him my ass.
He was on an episode of Robot Chicken once where King Arthur's having a meeting with all those knights and they're all talking and he's like, "What?" And they're trying to talk to him, and he can't hear him. And then fucking Sir Mix-a-Lot comes in with a round table and raps about round tables. It sounds dumb, but it worked in the show.
No, I meant they're really good at comedy writing.
Okay.
So she wants to replace 99.9% of all engines.
No, like literally all of... I don't know what the 1% of cars they're not planning on replacing. Maybe she's a NASCAR fan? I am. So, like, if she wants to leave motorsports alone, it might be
like big haulers.
I feel like replacing... Well, no,
it says... No, because I guess it's just due to, like, power density.
Because it says trucks, airplanes, boats, and 99% of cars.
Maybe, like, PT Cruisers, you can keep them.
Oh, God. No, that should be the first one on the chopping block. If you have a PT Cruiser, turn it in now.
What do you got against PT Cruisers?
Have you seen them? The fact that there's a convertible PT Cruiser is a stain on Chrysler's entire company. Like, Like,
if we ever make it big and we're both just like fucking millionaires, you know what the first thing I'm gonna buy you is?
A PT Cruiser?
A convertible.
I will PT fucking Cruiser. I will take that to an auto shop and trick the fuck out of it. I've seen somebody take a PT Cruiser and turn it into a fucking Pimpmobile, and it was dope. They like dropped it low, they put neon underneath, they put big ass tires on the side. The
question. Whole inside hold was like gutted on, and redone. Question. I gotta know this. If you're dropping it low and then putting lights under it, isn't that going to reduce the amount of light people can see from under your car?
Well, it's a PT Cruiser, so it's already kind of high. So if you drop it low, it's like kind of just like
where... Bringing it down to normal car level.
Yeah.
Are you going to give it big rims?
I would at least get flashy ones. I don't know about big. When they get real big, they look dumb.
Are you going to get spinny rims for your PT Cruiser?
Fuck, why not? If you're giving me a PT Cruiser, I'm going to do it. I'm going to put flame decals on the front.
So it goes faster?
Yeah, of course. It's like, that's why do you think no cars in NASCAR have flames on them anymore? It's because Jeff Gordon used to win every fucking race. And he had flames on his car. Charging stations for electric vehicles will be built everywhere. That's what it says in the official document. Though how power plants will provide the energy needed to charge all of them is a mystery. Putting more power stations in places is not a bad idea.
Yeah, like, no, like, almost everyone has wind. Like, if you can figure out how to transport energy, electrical energy, like super long distances, like I'm talking cross country.
I think it was.
We could just put a fuckload of windmills in like Kansas.
I think it was Holland that basically eliminated regular cars by putting charging stations everywhere and like giving people that owned electric cars like, it's like, hey, you get better parking if you have electric cars, and stuff like that, and then like. Pretty soon, the whole country just switched to electric cars because the benefits of having one outweighed the price. So, like, everybody just switched. Because it's like, well, we get an electric car, we spend the extra money, we can park right next to the restaurant. So,
yeah, like, but, like, Holland is also very small.
Well, that's what I'm saying. People look at things like that and then say, we should do that here, but it's America's fucking huge. So,
like, hear me out, though. Hear me out on this. Like, straight up, fucking Kansas... You're done growing crops. Windmills only. You are the nation's power bank. You breezy motherfuckers. Because you know those fucking, like, highways in Kansas have those, like, 100-mile-an-hour cross breezes?
Yeah.
Let's just put fucking windmills on that shit, Nippa. Just fucking power that. Power the nation off of Kansas highways. Kansas solar highways. Freaking roadways. That's
dude,
what we
need. Yeah. Where's Nathan Fillion when you need him?
Let's get Nathan Fillion on here to talk about solar frickin' roadways.
I would love to have him on the show. He's a great dude. I would also like to make fun of him for believing in solar roadways.
Honestly, the entire hour would be just us going, hey, solar frickin' roadways, right? Yeah. And I'm just getting angry.
I would never stop calling him Castle.
What are you going to do? Give us the hammer?
I like guest today, Frank Castle. Not Frank Castle. What's the guy's name? Richard Castle, I think.
No, we're going to call him Frank Castle.
Frank Castle, the Punisher, everybody. That's what that show is about, right? You were the Punisher on that show? No, I was a writer who assisted.
Yeah, no, you're the Punisher. You're the Punisher. Yeah, shut up, Frank.
Anyway, so Frank Castle's here, everybody. How does it feel having your family murdered by the mafia?
Hey, question, Frankie boy. How's them solar freaking roadways, right? How's that shit working? Do you remember when they actually tried that shit? Hold on, do you remember they actually tried that?
Yes.
They did a 12-panel trial.
I was reading something
in a park. And that shit broke down within hours because it rained. They spent 6 months designing that thing and learning about solar technology. And you know one of the things they learned? If you point solar panel at sun, it worked better. It took them 6 months to learn point thing at sun if it collects sun.
That's sad, really. So I just found out, like, I always thought the way they did Castle was like Richard Castle was a real dude, and they made a character out of him like they did with Bones, because Bones was a real lady. But it turns out Richard Castle was like completely made up, and after the show started coming out, they had books come out by Richard Castle, which were just written by other people, and they published it under his name. So, like, he was real, like, he was like a...
He became...
He was as real as a wrestler's kayfabe personality.
Huh. I'm learning some things today. Let's get back to learning about this fucking crazy
bitch.
Let's get
less than
learn. We did really good for 5 minutes. I just want to say that.
We set the timer. We told the audience. And we delivered. No one asked for it. We gave it to them. We're not the podcasters they need or want. but we're the podcasters they deserve.
Let's see. Took a mean shit earlier.
I've always found the inverse of that. It's like, he's not the one we deserve, but he's the hero we need. I'm always like just a bumbling retard. That's what I always say about Florida Man. I'm like, God bless Florida Man. He's the best hero ever. He's not the hero we need, but he's the hero we deserve.
I just took a shit on the carpet. Where's my corn dogs? And he grabs like a dildo and starts beating you with it.
Gut and rebuild every building in America. Marky Mark and Cortez want to retrofit every building in America with state-of-the-art energy efficiency. I repeat, every building in America. That includes every home, factory, and apartment building, which we'll all need, for starters, to have their entire working heating and cooling systems ripped out and replaced with whatever technology Democrats are going to invent in their committee hearings, I guess. Eliminate air travel.
You know what? You know what they're going to invent in those hearings? Solar frickin' roadways.
Fuck yeah. Let's put the panels upside down on the road.
No, Dumbo. No Dumbo, no Dumbo, no Burpo. Burpo, you fucking idiot. You gotta point solar panel at sun for work.
That's stupid.
It not work if panel not at sun.
But castles.
I spent 6 months learning this. I spent $10,000 learning this simple fact.
Listen to motherfucker. If the guy from Firefly tells me it's gonna work, I believe it.
Point at sun. Make out of glass. Works great for cars to drive over when wet. Much traction. So much traction.
I like this fucking fictional guy. Is this Brumpo Tungus? Yes. Senator Tungus?
This is Senator Tungus.
Alright. Eliminate air travel. You now have your character voice, by the way. Hammer hit person on head.
Parents named Brumpo. His name is Brumpo Burpo.
Burpo's his nickname.
No, Burpo's his last name.
It's his middle.
It's also his middle name.
I was gonna say it's his middle name, Brumpo Burpo Tungus.
No, his full name is Brumpo Burpo Burpo.
You don't want Tungus in there?
No, they just call him Tungus. You're right. They call him Tungus for short.
Eliminate air travel. Gun calls for
fucking tubes. Burpo make tube technology.
Burpo wrote this bill.
Burpo make tube technology. Send people cross nation. Watch.
She watched the episode of Futurama and was totally down. Gund calls for building out high-speed rail at a scale where air travel stops becoming necessary. What about leaving the country? Good luck, Hawaii. California's high-speed boondongle is already in $100 billion of debt and looks to be one of the state's biggest fiscal disasters ever. Soon the big one's gonna hit and we won't even have to deal with that state anymore. Amtrak runs billions of dollars in the red, though, as we'll see, trains that run on fossil fuels will also be phased out. I feel like that one might be a little easier to do. I mean, you could just strap solar panels to their roof, and if you point them at the sun, they might run on solar energy.
Well, no, you can't point them at the sun on a train. Because the train is going 11 billion miles an hour,
approximately. Oh, no, I mean like a regular train, like a fucking train that, like a industrial train that hauls shit.
Yeah.
You could strap solar panels to that. And
I think I just have to lay flat, honestly. Because they are going to go 60 miles an hour, and you don't want like a...
I think this is what I assumed why most people didn't like her, is that she kind of seems to think, despite being like a 20-something-year-old woman, she kind of thinks like a 12-year-old, where it's like, why don't we just make the whole country run on solar energy? It's so easy. Why don't adults get about it? And it's like, do you understand how big our fucking country is?
Yeah, no, like...
Like, our country is, like, I think the second biggest in the world. The only other one that's above us is... I don't know about China, but I know Russia's above us. Russia's the biggest. And even that would be easier, because, like, half that country you can't even fucking live in.
Yeah.
Oh, and Australia. I think Australia is the biggest, because they're, like, a continent, too.
Yeah.
It might be Australia or Russia.
We'll figure it out
later. We research nothing on this show. Okay.
Hit me with another fact.
A government-guaranteed job. The bill promises the United States government will provide every single American with a job that includes a family-sustaining wage.
No.
Family and medical leave.
No.
Vacations.
No.
And a pension.
No.
You can imagine that those left in the private sector would be funding these through some unspecified massive taxation. On the bright side, when you're foraging for food, your savings will be worthless. Free education for life. Gund promises free education or trade schools for every American.
This is really becoming less and less of a green energy thing.
This is just becoming their, like, general consensus, like, all around.
Like, you can't...
I don't know why, like... It makes sense to be, like,
we should make... If you strip a lot of that out and you just keep it to the energy, it'd be a lot better sell.
I can't wait, people
Brumpo are... gonna revitalize entire country in one bill. Brumpo fix all problem. Brumpo do everything at once. Brumpo not no meaning Brumpo of one task at a time.
Brumpo expedite process. One bill, entire policies. Just slapping the keys.
Brumpo replace all engines Brumpo in America with Brumpo electricity. Bill. Brumpo replace all engines with electricity. Brumpo rip the guts out of every building. Replace with better guts. Brumpo nuke Russia Brumpo's with single bill. Brumpo is master of efficiency. Brumpo only need one bill. Senate needs many. Brumpo need one.
Brumpo's new deal.
Brumpo king for life. In bill, already signed.
Brumpo spend 90 minutes in heaven.
Brumpo then spend 90 minutes in hell.
Brumpo have no will left for normal people. Brumpo destroy everyone.
Brumpo steadily alienating family with drinking.
I don't get why people jump to free education. That's what I was gonna say. Is like I understand making college more affordable
because well, I think they're college already is doing that through subsidization. And yeah, it's not working. It's making it more expensive.
Oh, well, there you
so
go.
So why not just say hey?
Just tell people stop going to college and
you
go
get
to...
you. Professors collect paycheck. Don't worry about the taxes. Administration, whatever's, but don't.
Here's an idea. Don't charge just people. Say fuck college, unless you plan on being a scientist.
Like if what you, I'm fucking with you saying.
If you have stuff. A creative goal in mind, do not waste the money on school.
Unless it's like a trade school for art.
Yeah, like if it's a trade school and like you're not paying over.
And the trade is art.
I would cut it off at like $5,000 if you're gonna spend money on that.
Like a semester or a year.
Oh, like. For like a year, like a period, like
that's
to learn.
That's not a lot of money
to learn a thing. Like
I mean, like 400, like what, 100 students at $5,500.
You can go to a trade school right now and pay like $1,000 something, and then get a certification in that thing by the end of the year.
Yeah, I don't know, man. That shit's take complicated. And Brumpo, simple man. Brumpo, Brumpo come from projects and make way to Senate.
Brumpo come from projects that totally...
Brumpo is dealing with crippling alcoholism that totally and depression worked. That slowly alienate Brumpo's family.
Brumpo dealing with racial bias from own race. Brumpo not allowed to date white woman. Brumpo's judged by mother for dating white woman. Claims white devil inside her. Brumpo love.
Race new persona as white devil.
Brumpo become white devil of the tundra. Move to wife with Russia that was recently nuked by Brumpo.
Brumpo regret his bill that encompasses every U.S. policy.
We're almost to the
end. Well, we got the title for this episode.
Brumpo podcast. All right, free education for life. Gund promises free college or trade schools for every American. Oh God, this dude fucking with his vocabulary. A salubrious diet.
Just Google that shit. I need to know. Google returns not even a fucking word.
It's like, what
it's
is
a Brumpoism.
Healthy giving / healthy. I think the audio is off because we're recording, but I can't. It's salubrious. Salubrious.
Brumpo learned new words from
the
word of
the Gund promises the government will provide healthy food to every American because there are no beans or lettuce in your local supermarket, I guess. This is straight up just like
Brumpo
the gun.
Has section and bill where Soylent Green is made.
Brumpo solve obesity issue by removing bad food and giving new good
Brumpo
one.
Brumpo solve obesity issue by replacing all engines in America with electric engines. Brumpo solve obesity by taking away air travel and adding trains.
A house. The gun.
Brumpo take away obesity by adding a house.
The gun promises that the
Brumpo
government will provide.
Brumpo makes people that are obese live in house. House has only styrofoam packing peanuts for
safe,
food.
Affordable, adequate housing for every American citizen. Dude, if this bill passes, I guess that just means literally everyone gets a house. So, like, Me and you, we both get a house. Like, can we get them right next to each other?
Can we just have one house that we just shove into another one and create double house?
Oh, see, I walk in and your house is like a little house on the inside.
Like, your house is built around my house.
We fight over who has the bigger one, even though
no, they're the
actually,
same. They have
even
the same
though it doesn't
size.
Actually matter. Like, it's built over it, but like there's like 2 inches where the outside house is bigger. And we're arguing over who gets the bigger one.
Your house is built like a dome around my house, like a big ring around it.
Even my house is as thick as I am.
Yeah, and also your house is also has this big empty spot in the middle, like me. I have a big empty spot in the middle. Brumpo has a big empty spot in soul because wife left Brumpo
over racial discrimination from mother.
Brumpo's wife leave over racial discrimination
after Brumpo claimed to
Brumpo be discriminated against by own mother.
I call dibs on an affordable Adams Morgan townhouse. Thank you, Ocasio-Cortez. Free money. The Gund aims to provide, and I'm not making this up, economic security for all those who are unable or unwilling to work. Just to reiterate, Dozy, you could get it, just, you don't want to work. Me and you both don't want to work anymore, we could still get paid. Just to reiterate, if you're unwilling to work, the rest of us will have your back. Bonus insanity.
Brumpo thinks that's a little bit too much.
Bonus insanity.
Brumpo doesn't care anymore because he has economic security provided because Brumpo doesn't want to
bonus
work.
Bonus insanity, ban meat. Ocasio-Cortez admits we can't get zero emissions in 10 years because we aren't sure that we'll be able to fully get rid of farting cows and airplanes that fast.
Brumpo thinks we should bottle cow farts to keep things warm.
The only
fun fact, they already do that. They already use cow farts to heat the barns the cows are in.
Nice. The only way to get rid of farting cows is to get rid of beef. So her thing to get rid of the animal cruelty that happens to cows is let's just kill them all and get rid of them now.
Brumpo support bovine genocide.
Bovine genocide, by the way, is my new post-punk album.
I'd listen.
The Gund uses the word massive to explain the size of investments, formerly
Brumpo
known as
the word
taxes.
Massive to explain the size of investments and Brumbo's penis.
She really does come across as like Brumpo. Brumbo's her fucking campaign advisor or something. You run as lady. People like lady with boobies. Brumpo get you an office.
Brumbo's a just campaign fundraiser where you sell bathwater. For $30.
Work for Brumbo's last client. How will we pay for this plan? The same way we did the New Deal, the 2008 banks bailout, and extend quantitative easing, says Markey and
Brumpo
Cortez.
Say print more money. What could go wrong?
I remember seeing an article where it was like, South African president says he's going to print more money and make everyone rich.
Is that the same South African president who genocided all the white farmers?
No, that was Zimbabwe. Right above South Africa.
Okay.
When I say South Africa, I mean the country, not the location.
Oh, that shit was funny. Let's talk about that for 30 seconds. Let me set a timer. Alright, I have 30 seconds for this. Just let me ride on it. Cool?
Yes.
Hey, Whitey, get the fuck out of my country. It's a black man town. Bap, bap. All Whiteys are dead. Black man, get on the farm. What? Black man don't know how to do the farm, but only the Whitey. Ah, shit. We starving, y'all. Ah, shit. Whitey, come back. Whitey, we need you. Why won't you come back, Whitey? We need you. Brumpo. Brumpo, save us. Sell us your bathwater. We need to water the crops.
Brumpo was behind the whole plan. He was like, you guys should kill all the white farmers. Brumpo thinks they're racist. All
right, now we're done with this topic.
Agreed. All right, closing thoughts by this guy. Basically, they're gonna use the same money that Obama used for the bailouts in 08 to do this plan. Markey and Cortez, who earned her degree in economics at an institution of higher learning that should be immediately decertified. The plan itself seems to insinuate that billionaires can pay for the whole thing.
I mean, they probably could, but they're not gonna.
They probably could, but I doubt you could talk old Muskie into that.
No, actually, no. Old Muskie's probably the only one you could talk into it.
Maybe. If they were like, we want to make Tesla trains, and he was like, I'm interested. He might be too focused on going to Mars right now, though.
Also, the Boring Company.
Which Boring Company?
The Boring Company, where they bore through...
Oh, well, I thought you meant, the company that's boring compared to SpaceX.
No, the Boring Company is Muskie's thing, where he's building subways.
Oh, nice. That'd be crazy if San Antonio got one.
I think it'd be worth...
I don't know. I mean, the VIA bus system works pretty good as it is.
Hold on there, bucko. Because it is a 15-minute drive for me to get to work, or a 2-hour one-way bus ride.
Okay. Let me rephrase. It's good if you live on and are going to some place that is near the bus lines.
There you go.
But that's kind of the same thing with subways. I mean, yeah. Where if you don't live near them, you have to walk to them. So it's basically the on.
Thing above. Is, I'm 6 minutes from a bus stop. My place of business is 2 minutes from a bus stop. It's just that I have to go downtown and then have to go to my job. And there's a 20-minute wait in there.
Yeah. Because they changed drivers, probably. Let's see. Of course, best case scenario is estimated that instituting a top marginal tax rate of 70% would raise a little more than $700 billion over that decade. She does not explain how we're going to raise the other $20 bazillion it would cost to tear down modernity.
$700 billion, it costs $10 trillion. She's missing 9.3. Quick maths.
Oh, he said 20 bazillion.
No, because the bill's only $10 trillion, you fucker.
Is it? Did they say that at one point?
Yeah.
Oh, yeah, they did. You're right.
Yeah, I have that big brain energy.
Fuck yeah. Cortez and Markey claim that 92% of Democrats and 64% of Republicans support the Green New Deal.
Then why did literally I don't know who they know. Asked.
I'm not sure where that number is derived. Yeah, me neither, dude. But ask them again when the government agents come to take out their water heater.
I mean, they're putting a new one in. What? All right. Shot in the dark.
Oh, okay. The Federalist dude didn't say it'll cost $10 trillion. It was another article Alex sent us that said it would take $10 trillion from, okay. From Business Insider. Alexandria
Ocasio. I bet they know a little something about economics. I'll trust their number.
Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez says her Green New Deal climate plan will cost at least $10 trillion.
That's our national debt plus.
Yeah. Oh, God. Yeah, you're right. Holy shit. Let's go to that debt counter real quick. Let's live update how fucking terrible we're doing right now. We are currently $22 trillion in debt.
She wants to just add fucking 50% trillion of that. 50%, baby.
Hey, but if you're this much in the red, what could go wrong?
Just declare bankruptcy. It's gone.
If we declare bankruptcy now, China gets most of our shit.
Fun fact, no.
Oh, really?
Most of the debt is owned by the American public.
Oh, fuck yeah. Give China their cut and we'll take the rest.
There's a little fun fact.
That's very nice, actually. I'm glad that China can't just one day show up and be like, well, this is ours now.
I mean, they can take, like, California, but that's it.
They can have California. Fuck that shithole. It sucks because, like, I'm a person who wants to make films and stuff, but, like, I really...
What are the other one?
I really don't want to operate inside fucking
Go Hollywood. To the other one.
What's the fucking Toronto?
No, like, what's, like, the Edison people, like, had the cameras in one spot, and
everyone's oh,
like,
New Jersey?
Yeah.
Go to New Jersey and make the new Hollywood?
Yeah.
Texas is on the rise as a, or San Antonio's on the rise as a place to be as a filmmaker.
Dude, we can't go there. We're at the border. It's gonna be forever to get
there. We'll be there eventually when Donnie relocates us.
Oh, all right, so when the border gets shut down or the wall gets built and we're no longer needed, let's go to the private prison industry, bro.
Yeah. Oh, fuck yeah. The industry that I still say should be the only one that's not private.
The industry that should never have existed in the first place.
Yeah, an industry that shouldn't exist. We have a for-profit prison system and a public school system.
Literally, if you don't have prisoners, you've just collapsed an industry, so you need to fill it with fucking prisoners. You've just made slaves.
Because, like,
concentration camps at the border. We got slaves into prisons. Man, it's fucking great country. Where did we go wrong, Nick? Not in this country, but as a podcast right now. We went from fun Brumpo times to actual slave trade in a matter of moments. Dear God. No. Fuck it.
We're going back to Brumpo.
Let's go back to episode one. We're starting this shit over.
All right. Winter memes it is.
Turn the light on right now.
Hold on.
Oh, fuck. Here.
What's this?
Whiskey.
Why are we gonna chug Jameson?
Welcome back to the Dead Air Winter Olympics podcast. Here we go. Fucking shots, Winter baby. Olympics shots. Winter Olympics. Fucking Kim. Fucking hangry tweet. Yo.
Well, what was her fucking name? Chloe Kim.
Chloe Kim. Chloe hangry Kim's hangry tweet.
Goddamn. Do you remember those dick bullet men or whatever?
Dude, my dick is a bullet man.
You remember that baby that licked the camera? I'm gonna splash some ice to everybody, so.
Actually, I specifically bought this bottle of Jameson to share with you.
Oh, cool.
That one was running out, and I want to keep something on hand for you.
Alright. Well, that was a nice break from... Anyway, I think we can both agree that the prison system should not be private. And I think that the public school system should be private school system, because...
I disagree.
Why do you think so?
I mean, like, if it's not free, then...
there's going to be a large section of the population that can't get
educated. True, true.
Like, I do agree that education should be free. Like,
I didn't think about that aspect. You're right about that.
Like, because that's why I mean, like, that's why I very highly support trade schools in my personal policy. Like, if I were to get elected, I'm not going to fuck, no. We have this podcast out. I'll never get elected.
Hey, Joey Salads is running, and he pissed in his own mouth. And that video is still up.
Joey Salads, fucking Sargon of Akkad's running. Not in America, but he's
running. Oh, well, yeah, I would rather vote for fucking Joey Salads than that asshole.
But yeah, I do believe that most education should be publicly funded. I mean, we should have a lot more of it. We don't have enough teachers as it is. We should definitely make it a more interesting, more lucrative career, and definitely start weeding out the shitty ones. But no, I fully believe in that.
I agree with you about the people not being able to afford it.
Think about this. If we can raise a scale, bumfuck stupid at the very bottom, and like mega genius at the top. And I want you to picture like the two, like, kind of like the lower end of the American public, and I want you to picture the higher end of the American public, and I want you to put those things on that scale. Now, what if we could take that range and shift it up? So, like, the dumbest people in the future are as smart as, like, the average people now. And that just ups our genius level, and then we just got better shit. An educated public is a very important thing, and I agree. Believe in it.
I didn't think about the people not being able to afford it if it was private, and then they'd have to go to shitty schools anyway. We should just probably just get rid of standardized testing. That was a terrible idea.
And you know what? I'm going to throw a bone to it. Common Core. Let's do a little bit of research and talk about that in a future episode.
If they revamped our school system to be more like the UK's, which I know the UK isn't perfect, but theirs is, you learn all the shit of the history and all that until, like, ninth grade, and then instead of learning all that BS again, you pick the stuff that you actually want to learn, and you learn more of that. And then when you graduate that, you go to the university, which is, like, you learn even more of that specific thing. Like, I think it's stupid in America that it's like, okay, you learned all this. Time to learn it all again, but in different sections. And then it's like, oh, you go to college now? Guess what? You're learning it again. Like, I'm like, I already learned U.S. history so much. Why the fuck am I in college to be a filmmaker? And I'm learning U.S. history again. I'm not making a fucking John Adams movie. They already did that.
All right, what about a Howard Taft movie?
Well, that would be interesting. I feel bad for Taft.
What about, like, Garfield, 20th president?
You just gave me a funny fucking idea, by the way. No one... there's been lots of edit, like,
John,
things.
John,
there's been lots of I'm sorry Johns, like, where people mess around with the Garfield idea. No one has yet to do an President Andrew Garfield I'm sorry John creature.
You're right. There's not a President Andrew Garfield, but there is a Garf-sexual Andrew Garfield. So you know what? Wrong subreddit. Still happened.
All right, let's. We're getting towards the time I need to leave, so let's wrap the episode up by making Brumbotungus. So I have the.
Oh, fuck that. What time are we at?
Our time is at. Okay, we're wrapping it up, folks. We've learned from our dear editor that Alexandria Ocasio-Cortez is completely batshit insane. I wasn't sure when I talked about her before, so I was covering my ass. Dose didn't even know who she was.
I didn't even know this woman existed.
Yeah, because he avoids politics even more than I do. Which I avoid it completely and just get it thrown on me by radio and TV.
It is a void of politics. I don't even watch TV. They tried to put a cable box in my room. The dude from AT&T came in, hooked it up, and I'm like, you know I'm going to take that out immediately, right? He's like, I got to do it anyway. It's part of the job order. I'm like, okay. So he left my room, and I immediately unplugged all that shit and threw it in a drawer.
They hit my parents.
And then you know what? Someone was like, hey, I don't have a TV hookup in my room. So I took it out of the drawer, and now it's not even in my room
anymore.
We had
cable at my house, mainly for my parents, because I never used it. And then my mom was like, here's your new cable box, because they changed something. And I was like, okay. And then I just never hooked it up. And she was like, why do you never hook up your cable box? I was like, I don't want to. Like, the only thing I would hook up my cable box to watch is SmackDown. And I haven't even watched that recently.
You could just find it on the internet.
Yeah, you can watch highlights. And then now my mom realized that cable nowadays is kind of a fucking waste. So she got rid of it. And now we just pay for the Sling.
Yeah.
So, which is like, you can either pay $200 a month for cable, or you can use Sling, which is like 10, I think. And you get all the same channels.
All the same channels that you care about. Can we stop with this fucking free advertisement right now?
I'm just saying. Oh, 15. So that's good.
Not a sponsor.
Not a sponsor, but they might as well be. I'm sponsoring them for my mom who likes it. It's basically basic
Sling, cable. If you want us to cut this out, don't bother emailing us because we won't do it.
Yeah, don't bother. We literally are too lazy. Once the episode is up, it is not going to get touched again. Unless, like, we say something horribly racist.
Unless someone sues us, please don't sue us. Just email us. We'll take it down.
I doubt they will. Anyway, okay, that's it. We said we were going to wrap it up 5 minutes ago. All right. We love everybody. I hope you enjoyed hearing
about it. Except for you, Jerry. You know what you did.
Yeah, you piece of shit. I still smell the bodies in my sleep.
You know what, Jerry? I still love you.
Yeah, I mean, you do have a pretty thick dick. Anyway.
That's not why we love you, but you just have one.
You do have one. That's something you got
going for you. Like, you might want to get that checked. It should not be that thick.
It's pretty scary, honestly, especially since it's only like 3 inches. But it's like fucking this thick.
Jerry, you have a cheese wheel penis? You know, you don't really hit the back, but you scrape them sides, boy.
Yeah, all right. Bye, Jerry. Bye, everybody.
Goodbye.
We all love you. Goodbye. Here, stay tuned for more Brumbotungus.